Sukkah shi gavol malam yesim amma, a sukkah that is higher than 20 amas, and the fact that it says gavol mala hints to the fact that the halal has to be 20 amas. But if the schach is exactly 20 amas high, that's okay, as long as there's not a space of 20 amas. It's higher than 20 amas, not, what's it called, not 20 amas exactly. Rabbi Yehuda Machshon, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's kosher. Yishayinah gavoa asorat tfachim, if the sukkah is less than 10 tfachim high. Yishayinah shalosh tefanos, if it doesn't have three walls. Yishacham samrub mitzilsa psula, and if the sunlight that's produced by the schach is more than the shade that's produced by the schach, well, the sunlight's not produced by the schach, if the sunlight is more than the shade that's produced by the schach, then it's possible. Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Machshon, the Gemara Meforesh Buksai, Visha'ino Gavoa Asora, the Gemara Meforesh Taima, Shalosh Tefanos, Nomi the Gemara Yolat Lahu, Visha'cham Samruba Mitzilsa, Hamuat Bottle Barov. Right? The miut of the tzeil is bottle in the robe of the sunlight. It's like there's no tzeil at all. The Alshem Haschach Kori Sukkah. The sukkah is called, in other words, the whole sukkah is determined by the schach. That's sukkah. And if the schach means that it causes shade. And if the shade is bottle, then there is no schach. So the machlokas here, the achronim, what that means, what Rashi means, what's bottle over here? The shade is bottle in the sun, or the schach is bottle? Since the schach can't create shade, right, only a miut creates shade, the schach is just like it's not there. Okay. They point out that it doesn't mention the midos of the width and length of the sukkah, only the height, right, and the number of walls. But that's a machlokas, Beishamai, Beishillel, right? So therefore, it could be, since there's so many other opinions, the Mishnah didn't want to put it in, just put in the things where there's two opinions of Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Also, according to Beishillel, the shear of a sukkah is that you can fit in Rosh over Rubo. So anything less than that is obviously not a sukkah. You can't sit in it. So therefore, it didn't have to mention. Okay. Tanan Hossam. You have a korah on a mavui, right? So a mavui, let's see, Rashi will explain what to say twice. Mavui shu gavoa, mavui shu sosom misholos stadav, a mavui that's closed from enclosed for three sides, the rosho pasuk rishus harabim, and the open side opens into rishus harabim, the chatseros psuchas lo, and there are many chatseros that are opened into this mavui. The mavui is an alleyway, and the alleyway is opened into different courtyards, which have houses around the courtyard. So the houses open into the courtyard, the courtyards open into the alley, and the alley opens into Rishus HaRabim. So really, since it's enclosed on all three sides, it's Rishus HaYachid, and you really can carry them in HaTorah. But the Rabbanan said, we're afraid that since one side is totally open to Rishus HaRabim, people end up carrying from the mavi into Rishus HaRabim. So you needed a heker. So you need either a lechi or a korah. Either a upright, what's it called, that's on the side of the mavi, two uprights, or a beam that goes over the top of the open part of the mavi, and that either is a heker or it's a mechitza. It's as if it goes down and closes off that side. So if that beam is higher than what's it called, so what Rashi says, v'harehu rishus hayochid, one second, v'chaseros p'chus lo v'yotzus u'bos rishus harabim, from that, what's it called, those courtyards, you go out into the alley, and from the alley you go into rishus harabim. So that's really rishus hayochid, v'gabi chaseros. The whole mavui is rishus hayochid. V'osru chachomim ahotzim rishus al rishus chaveru below eruv. The Rabbanan asked from carrying from the house into the chotzer or the chatzeros into the houses without an eruv. Shachatzeros kol achas rishus liatzman. Each chotzer is a rishus by itself. You can't carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer because it looks like you're carrying from one rishus to another, even though they're all really rishus hayochid. The hamavi rishus lekulam, because each chotzer is a rishus to itself, and the mavi is rishus for all of them. So if you carry from the chotzer, from the courtyards into the alley, it looks like you're carrying from one rishus to another, even though halachically they're all a rishus hayochid. V'tzrichu bo shituf lishtatif kol hachatzeros v'pasu b'yayin ulohaniyach hashituf b'achas min hachatzeros. And therefore the Rabbanan said you need two things. One is shituf mavos. You need to mix all of the chatzeros together by them all becoming partners in either bread or wine or some food that you put in one of the chatzeros, and all of them are partners in it, and then all the chatzeros become one rishus. Ulefisha ein lo mechitzer revius the korov hulios dome rishus harabim, and since the mavli doesn't have a fourth mechitzer and it looks like rishus harabim, it's opened into rishus harabim. It's richu hacker baroshu apasuach rishus harabim. They needed some kind of hacker that in the place where it opens it's rishus harabim, that you'll know that it's not rishus harabim. You won't end up carrying from the mavli into rishus harabim. So what is that hacker? O lechi zakuf, either a lechi, an upright on the side of that opening, o kora mikosel lekoso, right, or a beam that goes from one wall to the other one, the two side walls. And therefore, what's it called makes a hecker that you know the difference between the mavi and the rishus harabim. If that kor is higher than 20 amos, then you have to put it down; otherwise, it's not kosher. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer and Yotzorech. Rabbi Yehuda argues over there too and says if the korah of the mavi is higher than 20 amos, it's okay; you don't have to put it down. Shmuel says, "Ma'ishin agabi sukkah the tani psula." Why by sukkah it said if the schach is higher than 20 amos, it's possible. U'mayshma gabi mavi the tani takanta. By the mavi, it's also possible. But it tells you there what to do with it. Put it down. Why didn't you say by the sukkah? The same thing. Schach is higher than 20 amos, you have to put it down. Right? Or by mavi, say that a mavi that's, what's it called, where the korah is higher than 20 amos is possible. Why over there does it tell you what to do with it, and over here it tells you it's possible? Even though you could put the schach down, it also be kosher. And over there, until you put the korah down, it's possible. Samora says, sukkah d'oraisa tani psula. Sukkah, which is minat Torah, posel, so it said posel. Mavi d'rabanan tani takanta. But mavi, which is only d'rabanan, there it told you what to do with it. Okay, so Rashi learns, different than Kamar all the Rishonim, what this means, why the Raisa it says posel and the Rabbanan tells you what to do with it. Rashi says like this: Sukkah midoraisa Einot Zorav wasn't for a shayin. Well, it explains in Erevin why Rabbi Yehuda argues Sukkah midoraisa the Esrim Amad Dilo Yafin midoraisa. The fact that Sukkah higher than 20 Amos is posel, we learn from Psukim. We learn from what's it called? We learn it's a Torah halacha. The Kodim Shenishnes HaMishnah Nemra Shira Misinai. Before the Mishnah was written, there was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is possible. So the Mishnah now records that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Mishnah tells me that that which it says in Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is possible. But what's it called? Tani Psula Shaykh L'Misnei B'Loshim Psul Kolomar Lo Nasis Kitola Kalacha. The Mishnah can record this sukkah doesn't fit the requirements of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that preceded the writing down of the Mishnah or the compiling of the Mishnah. But Mavli, the Kulei Midrabanan, the Midraisa Sogilei B'Shovas Mechitzas, Mavli is purely a rabbinic halacha. There's no Torah halacha about Mavli. Mavli has three mechitzas, min HaTorah Tzei Rishus HaYochid. They know Torah L'Korah Zuel Midrabanan. The whole din of Korah is only the Rabbanan. Tani Takant, Lo Shaykh L'Misnei B'Loshim Psul. It's not shy to say a mavli, a korah that's higher than 20 amos is possible. Possible from where? The Mishnah's making it possible. The din psul comes from the Mishnah. Right? So you can't refer back, it's possible because of whatever. The Mishnah is the Rabbanan made it possible. The man possible, called him Shanishnah. Who possible it before the Mishnah made it possible? Harihi trilas horaso mitzvaso. The Mishnah is the reason why it's possible, because the Rabbanan made it possible. Therefore, didn't tell me it's possible, told me what to do. The Rabbanan, who made it possible, told me that if you put it down, it's okay. Tosus says a different shot. Tosus says that since Sukkah's Doraisa, we're afraid that if it would have said Yemayit, we would think it's only L'chatchila. L'chatchila should put it down. But B'dieved, if you didn't, it's kosher. And since it's a Psul Doraisa, and you'd be over eating out of the sukkah min haTorah. So therefore, it wanted to be clear to tell you it's possible. Until you do something, it's possible outright. It's not only lechatchila. But the mabul is only the drabanan. There, it wasn't the Mishnah wasn't afraid to tell you what to do for fear that if you didn't do it, you think that it's kosher b'di'ah, because anyway, it's only nisa drabanan. Okay, that's how Tosha starts. Okay. Another teretz Tosha says is that yimayet is mashma, it's a chumra derabanan, but psula means it's a psul deraisa. Okay, that's the pshat in the Gemara. Viboyesema, another teretz b'deraisa nami tani takanta. Even though sukkah is deraisa, it could still have told me yimayet. I wouldn't be afraid, like Tosha says, that I would think it's only the chatchila, not b'di'evin. Right? It could have said what's it called that you could be mamayet. By Doraisa. Couldn't say posel by Durabana, the way Rashi learns, but it could have said that Takana could have told me by Doraisa also, that what do you do with it? Miu sukkah dinafishe mile posik vitani psula. Mavi dilo nafishe mile tani takanta. There's another reason why it didn't say what to do with the sukkah to make it kosher, because this Mishnah has a lot of things in it. It would have to say in the Mishnah what to do with each case. If it's a malam, yesurama, put it down. If it's, what's it called, the not ten tvachim, put it up. If it doesn't have three walls, make three walls. If it's chamsim ruvit silsa, would have to start telling me what to do in each case. And therefore, that's too much. So therefore, it said one thing, it's all possible. All right, what you do with it, figure it out yourself. But it's possible. But over there by Erevin, there's only one halacha. The halacha of the Korah L'mala Miestrin. So it only had to say one thing, put it down. Manela, it said that one takana. Rashi. By sukkah, where what you can do to correct the situation is a different thing in each case. For each rectification, it would have to say a different halacha. In order to maintain brevity, it just said one blanket thing that's possible, and you'll figure out what to do to kavimachshir. The matzil mechvelinu lekula b'haf psula. It all is included in that one word possible. The kaimelon yishan the other matamido derek tzara. And there's a cloud that you have to teach in the most concise way, and therefore the Mishnah teaches in the most concise way. So over here, where there's many different halachas, doesn't tell me what to do, it tells me they're all possible. And over there by Erevin, there was only one halacha, so it could just easily tell me what to do with it. It told me what to do with it in order to make it kosher. Okay. Mavi lo nafish mile boso mishnah. Mavi does have a lot of halachas, but in that mishnah is only one specific halacha. The Mavi, we mentioned that the Korah has to be within 20 amas. Minani mile. How do you know that a sukkah that's l'mala mi'esri mama is possible? Omar Rabba, the Omar Kroh, l'man yedu doroseichem, ki basukos soshafti es b'nei Israel. It says that one of the conditions of sukkah is that you should know that I made Klal Yisrael stay in sukkahs. So ad esri mama avim yodea shu dor b'sukkah. Till 20 amas, a person has the feeling, he has the recognition that he's dwelling in a sukkah, meaning the sukkah again is the schach. So you are aware of the schach. Till 20 amas, you're aware of the schach. It's not within your line of vision. By till 20 amas, you notice the schach if you look normally ahead. But higher than 20 amas, you have to move your head mamish out of your line of vision completely. So just sitting in the sukkah, you're not aware of the schach if it's more than 20 amas. Rashi, leman yedu, asei sukkah sheyeshivasa nikeres lecha. Make a sukkah that you're sitting under the schach is something that you're aware of. Dechseid yedu, ki besukkah so shafti, tzivisi leishe. Even though Besukos Oshavti, the Pashup Shad is, I made them dwell in the Anonia Kavod, Miu Darshin, Le Drosha. But the Maisa, the Pashup Shad is also what's it called, the Drosha of the man yedu doroseichem, ki basukah soshavti, that you should know you're sitting in the sukkah, not that you should know that I made Klal Yisrael sit in sukkahs. That's a drosha, and that's also significant. The sukkah, hainu schach, tishma, the sukkah is the schach. Right? The other things are tnoyim and how that schach has to be. But sukkah is schach. The mele, what's it called? If you don't see the schach in your line of vision, then you don't know you're sitting in the schach. That's why it's possible. And anything above 20 amos, lo sholta ba'ema. Rav Zeira omar mehachas. That's Rabbah's pshat. Rav Zeira says, the sukkah tia letzel yomam mechorev mechorev. Sukkah should be for shade during the day from the heat. Ad esrimama avim yoshev etzel sukkah. Till 20 amos, the shade of the sukkah is what you're sitting under. The tzel is projected till 20 amos. But if the schach is higher than 20 amos, ain't lot of yoshev betzel sukkah betzel defanos. Then it's not the shade of the sukkah you're sitting in, it's of the schach, but the shade of the walls. The walls are so high that the shade is caused more by the walls than the schach. And here again is a machlokas rishonim. What's the pshat? Is either because you don't need the schach anymore. All you need is shade of the walls. Because most of the day, where the sun is, what's it called, on the sides, the shade is projected by the walls, because it's so high. So you don't need the schach. So the schach is irrelevant. But maybe the sukkah is no sukkah. Or no, the shade of the schach doesn't project down 20 amos. So when you sit 20 amos below, you're not getting the shade of the schach. The sukkah to yelitzel, mashma ain schach elahosu litzel. Schach means something that creates shade. Ela bitzel defanos, shat slowly magia zelazem, he told Govin shal defanos. The sukkah beneath is shaded by the walls. The ain sarach schach, you don't need schach. Even if you had no schach, it'd still be shady most of the day. The common moki puksail of zeir, b'shein bo ela arba al arba. Later on, the Gemara is going to say that it's only a sukkah that's the minimal sukkah, 4x4, 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Then, it's such a narrow sukkah and so high that the shade is automatically made by the walls. If you have a wide sukkah, then it could be the shade is not made by the walls. So here we're talking about a sukkah that's 4x4. The kimul rabbanon, the b'hai shiur aleka tzel schach ala tzel shal defanos. That shiur, there's no tzel, or the tzel of the schach is irrelevant. Omer le Abaya, so Abaya said to Reb Zeira, Ela me'ata ha'osas u'kosu b'ashtros panayim, ha'chinami g'loha v'sukkah. If that's the case, that wherever the shade of the schach is irrelevant, then if you made your sukkah in a place, a canyon, which is always shaded, so then the sukkah should be possible. And that's not mistaber, right? Torah didn't limit where you could make your sukkah. Omer lei, hosam dal ashtros kanayim ikatzel sukkah. Over there, if you take away the canyon, you still have shade from the sukkah. So the fact that the canyon is there is irrelevant to the sukkah. Hacha dal defanos. Here, if you take away the walls, right, there's no more sukkah. Leketzel sukkah. There's no schach, right? You have to have walls. So here, the shade is made by the sukkah itself, not from the schach. Over there, the shade is made from something extraneous to the sukkah. Therefore, it's not a problem. Verova or Ashtros Kanaim, Rashi, Shnei Horim Gedolim, Vashvela Beneim, two big mountains with a valley between them. When we told Gova Horim, Ein Chamas Orachas from Vashvela. Because of the mountains, it shields away the sunlight. So the Horim shouldn't be kosher because the Schach doesn't make the shade, the mountains make the shade. Where it says, no, Dal Defanos, like it tells sukkah. Over there, if you take away the mountains, then you have a sukkah that the tzchach is necessary. The mountains have nothing to do with the sukkah. Mashiach came over here, if you take away the walls, you don't have the sukkah. The shade is made by the walls. She chama bo machmasei nimsa shmo bo mitaktei nimsa shmo bottle. The same sukkah is bottle because the walls are making the shade, not the tzchach. Okay. V'Rava Omar. Now we have a third sheet. So we had Rava, Reb Zeira, and Rav. Now Rava. Why is it possible higher than 20 amas? Omar Mehacha. The Sukkah's Teshvu Shivas Yomim. Omra Torah. Kol Shivas Hayomim Tse Midiras Keva B'shei B'diris Haroid. Since it said Basukos Teishvu Shivas Yomim, and it didn't say Shivas Yomim Teishvu Basukos, right? Put the Shivas Yomim next to the Teishvu. So it comes to tell me the Teishvu should be a Teishvu of 7 days, a temporary dwelling. The dwelling is temporary. So go out of a permanent dwelling and sit in a temporary dwelling. Ad Esrim Amos Adam Osa Diros Diros Haroid. Till 20 amas, a person could make something that's only temporary. Lamala Esrim Amos Ain Adam Osa Diros Diros Haroid. Higher than 20 amas, you have to build it strong, otherwise it's going to fall down. So even if you want to use it temporarily, you're going to have to make it as a permanent dwelling. The Gemara says El Diros Keva. Omar Le Abayi, so Abayi objected to Rava's pshat. Ela me'ata also mechitzas shel barzel v'sichach al gaban hachi namid lo v'sukah. If you made mechitzas out of iron, right, which are could stay forever, and you made put schach on it, it's a pasul sukah. Omar Le hachi kamiloch ad kaf ama do adam osa diros diros aroy ki oved le diros kevan nami nafid. Till 20 amos, you could make it temporary. So even if you made it permanent, since it's possible to make it temporary, that's called a temporary dwelling. But higher than 20 amas, you can't make it temporary. You have to make it permanent. Otherwise, it won't stand the cloud. Therefore, it's possible. L'mala michaf amas, the other mosa dirasa diras keva, ki ovid le diras aroi nomilo nothik. Since, what's it called, higher than 20 amas, in order for it to really stand the cloud, you have to make it a diras keva. Even if you happen to make it diras aroi, it's not going to work. It's like kol aroi labila. Anything that's fit to be aroi is kosher, even if it's not aroi. But something that's not fit to be aroi is kosher. Rashi, shivas yomim, sukkah shal shiva, the sulo, should be a sukkah that's fit for 7 days, and not more. The hainu aroi, that's a temporary dwelling. The daya of a mechitzas kalas, therefore, even the simple mechitzas, even light mechitzas, flimsy mechitzas are okay. But if you have a sukkah that's 20 amas high, flimsy mechitzas aren't gonna hold it up. It's too high. Since it's so high, you're gonna have to make the mechitzas more than flimsy that it should stand. So since it has to be made in a not flimsy way, that's called diras kevan. It's possible. So Rava explained what he meant. That what it means is the following. That up until 20 amas, you could make it aroi. Therefore, even if you made it keva, it's okay. How do we know, Taka, that it doesn't have to be mamish aroi? So they say a few things. If the Torah had meant only aroi, would have said it openly. If it meant a pasul keva. It's impossible to be able to know how to build a sukkah that can only last 7 days. Not less, not more. It's almost an impossibility. Torah would not make a tznai that you can't do. So it's mistaber that you could make it keva, and you could make it aroi, but it has to be something that could be aroi and not dafka be keva. Devada yesh b'chlal keva aroi. Rashi says that it couldn't be coming to tell me that he can't have keva because keva includes aroi too. If it could be aroi, it surely could be keva because keva is no worse than aroi. V'hari osa ketorah. The Torah wasn't marked that it has to be davka temporary, but it has to be able to be temporary. Ela l'shem shir. It's coming to tell me the shir that anything higher than 20 amas, which can't be normally temporary, that's possible. Losis l'cha shir begova. It has to be only high that you could put it up with flimsy mechitzas. But if it's something you couldn't have a flimsy mechitzas, then it's not kosher. Okay.